We are on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines down, last word in the line, Amar. Amar. Amar B'Yitzchak. Says the Gemara like this. Amar B'Yitzchak. Shtei Shchitis Shamati. Achas Shel Para V'Achas Shel Paroi. I heard about two shchitas. One is the shchita of the Par Aduma, and one is the Par Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur. Achas Ksheira Bizar v'Achas Psula Bizar. And about these two, I remember hearing and learning that one is Ksheira Bizar, and one is Psula Bizar v'Lo Yodana Heiminayu. And I don't know which one is which. So Itmar. Shchitas para u paroi. Rav Shmuel, we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel about this, and we're going to see later on, maybe tomorrow, another day. But here we have the shchitas of Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar para psula, paroi ksheira, v'chad Omar paroi psula, para ksheira. So is it that the paraduma is ksheira bizarre, and paroi is psula? Or is it that the para is psula bizar and the para is kshera? Which one is it? So machlik is Rav and Shmuel, chadam or para psula, para yikshera, chadam or para psula, para kshera. Tistayim the Rav who the Omar para psula. It makes sense to say that Rav is the one who said that the para duma is psula if a zar shechts it. The Omar, the Gra, changes it to Rav. The Amr of Zera, Amr Rav, Amr of Zera said B'Shem Rav, Shchitas Para Bizar Psula. The Shchita of the Para, as in the Para Duma, if it's done by a Zar, it is Psula. The Amr Rav Allah, and Rav explained, the Rav said the reason why is it that if a Zar shechts the Para Duma, why is it a problem? Because Elazar V'chuka Shaninuba. Because it says Elazar and it says Chuka. If you look at Rashi directly across, up a couple of lines, Rashi says Elazar v'Chuka, Elazik Sivba, Unistata Meisa, El Elazar HaKoyein, Uksiv Zeis Chuka Satera, V'Cholheicha Dechsiva Chuka, Iku V'Hu. So it mentions Elazar. Elazar was the Skan Kain Gadol. And it says over there, the Lashon of Chayk, and therefore it cannot be done through a czar. And therefore Rav is the one who said that a para must not is going to be possible if it's done through a czar. And the Gemara concludes, according to some gears, says tistayim, full stop. So therefore, being that Rav is the one who said very clearly elsewhere that Shchitas Par is Bizar is Psula, because it says the words Elazar Mechuka, so therefore we know that Elazar is the one who said that the Par is Psula Bizar, and Paroi is Ksheira Bizar, and Shmuel said that Par is Ksheira Bizar, and Paroi is Psula Bizar. Asks the Gemara of Rav, Maishna Para Dichsiv Elazar Mechuka, if the rationale for passing a zar by the paraduma is because it says Elazar and Chuka. So Paroi Nami Hoksiv Aharain Vechuka. So it says Aharain and it says Elashon of Chayk. What does it say? It says V'hikrav Aharon es parachatas ha-shaloi V'chipa ba'adei v'ad beisei V'shachatas parachatas ha-shaloi. So it says Elashon of Aharon and it says Elashon of Chayk. Says the Gemara, Shchita lav avoidehi. I'll tell you why. That even though it says Elashon of Aaron in the Parashah, it says Chayk, but it's only going on that which is an avoida within the Parashah. And being that Shchita is not an avoida, so therefore it doesn't make sense to say that the word Chayk is going on that. Rashi says, Shchita lav avoidehi, directly across, Shchita lav avoidehi, v'loi kaima chuka ashchita. And therefore the word chuka is not going on it. It's simply not going on it. That is the rationale for Rav. Shchita is not considered to be an avoida. It's interesting, Tezis quotes over here, an interesting pshat of Rabbi Yaakov of New Orleans, who says, what's the reason why Shechita is lav avodah? Meaning we know in Kodshim there's Shechita, and there's Kabbalah, and there's Halacha, and then there's Zrika. And we've seen the Joshua several times that Mi Kabbalah ve'elech mitzvahs kehuna, and we've said Shechita is lav avodah, says the Rimi Orleans about 8 lines down in Tosfos, who perish Rabbi Yaakov Mi Orleans, the lav avodah he dinei heges afilo b'chulin, meaning the very fact that there's an obligation to shecht chulin clearly indicates that it's not an avoida. You can't call this avoidas hakarbonis if it's something which needs to be done to chulin also. Meaning there's no din kabbalas dam by chulin. There's no din halachas dam. There's no din zrikas dam by chulin. Okay, that's something which is miyuchad. That's something which is special. But shechita which you do to a behemoth chulin, that clearly is not considered to be avoida. That is what the Rima Arlin says. So an interesting ha'ara that Rabbi Yashiv asks, he quotes the Rimi Orleans, and he says, l'chera, according to what he says, it would come out chiddush. Rabbi Kiva in Maseches Chulin and Dav Zayin says that in the Midbar there was no requirement to shecht. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Kiva, nechira was permitted. Nechira means that you cut the animal any which way you want. You know, even from the nechirayim, from the nostrils. But the point is, you don't have to shecht. Even nechira is permitted. So he says, according to what the Rima Arlins is saying, that the only reason why shechita is not considered to be an avoida, and that's why it's kshera bizarre, is because there's a din shechita by chulin, comes out in the midbar, where there was no requirement to do shechita to chulin, because according to Rabbi Kiva, nechira was permitted. Lefize b'midbar, shebechulin le'boi shechita, v'day lon b'nechira, b'kodshim v'adei boi shechita, d'aksev b'hu shechita, nimtze de'oz, havi avoida. So it would come out a strange thing. It would come out, says Rabbi Yashiv, that in the midbar, shechita was considered to be an avoida, because if the whole reason the Rima Arlins is saying that it's not an avoida is from the fact that there's a requirement to do shechita by chulin in the midbar where there was no such requirement, it would come out that shechita would be an avoida. Al kaponim.
Even not get the meat from kaponos.
I'm sorry.
Even not get the meat from kaponos.
The question is, did they not get their meat from kaponos? So that is also a machlekes in the Gemara over there. According to one day, there was a heter to only eat bas shlamim. Meaning if they would shecht a carbon shlamim, there was no hetzer to eat basa taiva. That's also machlekes in the Gemara over there. So again, yeah, if they had to shecht basa shlamim, so then in the chanami.
Even the
achar matan teira, let's think, when the Gemara has this discussion, l'chera, it must be, yeah, I believe so. Let's think about that for a second. One second. The pasuk says, "Vizavachta kasher tzivi sicha." You should be zuveach like I was mitzava you. I think the Gemara does say it's even lachamat and terah. I'm trying to remember why. I guess it must be. I think it does. I think it is referring to, because the Gemara has a shayla. The Gemara has an interesting shayla. Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, besar nechira. Shehichnisu Yisrael, meaning they had Besar Nechira and they brought it from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, what would the din be? So clearly implying that the Heter of Nechira was the whole time in the Midbar.
So, why can't you say that there was a Heter before they went into Eretz Yisrael, but there was a
right, but I guess there's no halachic significance. There's no halachic mashmos to shechita by a chulin ad kama that you could just whack it on the head, or you could just, you know, cut it any which way you want. Yeah, so there's no halachic significance. You can't say that shechita, the reason why shechita is not an avoda, because there's an obligation to shecht by behemoth chulin. There's no obligation. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, but there was an obligation. Only shechta was a bit, but there was.
Yeah, but say this. That's exactly what Rav Ashi is saying. He's saying, "Kum tois that the Bnei Yisrael were shvuyim ba midbar. it would come out that Shechita would have been an Avodah. Because there was no obligation of Shechita for a Behemoth Chulin. I think that's exactly his point.
I'm not arguing with Rabbi Yashin, Pastor, but you could say a story like that, but I don't understand why you have to say that it was just the thing. There was no because of that. Therefore, it was an avodah. Because the master, there was a din of shechita.
There was no din shechita. That's the whole point. There was no din shechita in the midbar. For Behemoth Chulin, there was no din shechita. You know, if you could go ahead and just kill it any which way, there is no din shechita. That's exactly the point.
But the master, if it was meat left over most of the time, but that's the shine of the.
That's a totally different shayla. Totally different shayla in there. The Rishon and the Rashi over there explains the shayla totally differently. No, that's a totally different shayla. Now that you're in Eretz Yisrael, so do we say that because in Eretz Yisrael now there is a din shechita, so therefore even something which was mutter b'shaita remains mutter because b'shas maisa there was no isser to do nechira? Or do we say, now that there is a din shechita, so you're not allowed to eat something, which yesterday you were allowed to eat. It's a different shayla. Anyway, al-Koponim. So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, Rav, Maishna para dechseva lazeva chukah, the reason why you, Rava, say that para is psula bizarre, because it says the words, lazer and chukah, para now miyakseiv ard v'chukah, and to the Gemara, shechita lava v'idi, freg the Gemara, iachi para nami. Para is also not an avodah. What's not an avodah? Para is coming to evoke a tahara. That's what para duma is coming to do. Para is not an avodah. So why would you say, oh, it says elazer and chukah, but it's also not an avodah? Says the Gemara, you're right. You're right. Abashaini para de kochi bedekabayasi. Para is different. It's a totally different story. What does this mean? If you look at Rashi directly across shiny part of the Kajibedic Abayasi, Koloimar. So Dr. Rashi, what does it mean that it's Kajibedic Abayas? Koloimar. Ein bo Kedushas HaMizbech. Ela Kedushas Domin Ba'alma. Sha'arei Shchitasa Bahar HaMishcha. They would check the Paraduma and Harazesim. Hilkach Ein Sad Avoidois Nechlokis Bo. We're not going to be Mechalik and say, oh, this particular act is an avodah, and this particular part of it is not an avodah. The whole thing was done on Har HaZeisim. The whole thing is not considered to be an avodah. And if so, kol avodah yishavis ba. Everything, in other words, it's a ceremony. There is a tekis. There's a ceremony which you need to do when it comes to the paraduma. And within that ceremony, it says Elazar and Chukah. So being that it says Elazar and Chukah in the ceremony, in the tekes, in the Seder of Paraduma, we're not going to differentiate between the various things, and therefore we're going to say the Shechita is considered to be Psula Bizarre, because it says Elazar and Chukah. Says the Gemara, V'lav kol dechenu, I don't understand, but isn't it a kol shekein? Says Rashi, Bitzmiya, Ashritas Pare de Kedushas Agofi, Lake Sivachuka, Ashritas Parak Sivachuka, Umifsala Bazar. Meaning, at the end of the day, if Para Duma, which is Bedek Abayis, and you're telling me that it's going to be Psula Bazar, so surely when it comes to Paroi, which is Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Aguf, for sure, it should be psula bizarre. Again, Zagdash v'lav kol shekidu bitmi ashchitas paroi. The kedushas agufi like siva chuka v'ashchitas parak siva chuka umifsla bizarre. It's very strange to say that. Says the Gemara, Amrav Shisha breder of Idi midi dehavi amaris negayim. Yeah, meaning there are certain things like we're saying that even though it's not necessarily avoida, but there's a gzeiros akosav that is a requirement of kohen, like maris negayim. No one would say that when a kohen comes to inspect the batim of Yisrael's house, that that's considered to be avoda as such. Nevertheless, it's a gzeiros akosav that you need to have Aaron. It's got to be kohanim specifically. Rashi says, Amaris Negoim Tachsiv V'huva La'arna Koyin. Right, the Mitzvah has to come to Arna Koyin. Right, the Midavi Amaris Negoim D'Lav Avoidehi. And nevertheless, the Boi Kahuna. So yes, there are certain things which, even though it's not considered to be an Avoida, there's a requirement of Kahuna. So, Bekitzer, where are we holding? Shitas Rav is Paraduma is Sula Bizar. Paroi Shel Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur is Kshera Bizar. That is Shitas Rav. Now, says the Gemara, Uli Shmuel the Omer Paroi Psula. According to Shmuel, who says that the par of Aaron is Psula Bizar, so Maishna Pare Dechsiv Aaron Vechuka, Paranami Hoksiv Eloz Vechuka, so we ask the same question, but the opposite way around. Meaning by both of them, it says Eloshin of Aaron Vechuka, Eloz Vechuka. So why is it that that you, Shmuel, say that Paraduma is Kshera Bizar? It says Eloz Vechuka. So we say, no, shiny hasam b'chsev v'shachat isa lifanov. Meaning it says it will be nishchat in front of Elazar. Shiye yizar sheichet ve'elazar roya. It's got to be in front of him. Rashi says, v'shachat isa lifanov, mid'chsev lifanov, michlal, tashchita, lav, a'elazar kai. It must be that Elazar is not the one who is actually doing the shchita. Elav v'shachat Esau acher lifnei Elazar. So it's exeris the cost of v'shachat Esau lifanov sheizar sheched ve'Elazar roya. So says Shmuel, you're right. Even though it says Elazar and it says choik, but being that it says Elashna v'shachat Esau lifanov, that is clearly showing us that it is ksheira bizar. The Rav, so what would Rav do with that? Rav says that Paraduma is Psula if it's Nishchat by a Zar. So what would Rav say? Rav would say, that which it says, V'shachat Isa Lefanov, does not mean that someone else is shechting it. It just means that the Kohen who is shechting it, the kohen of shechting the paraduma, he is not allowed to be misir das from it. I mean, the whole time throughout the shechita, he needs to be focused on exactly what he's doing. He can't be misir das from the shmira during the shechita. Rav, I mean, shalei yisir daiti mimena. I b'shmuel shalei yisir daiti mimena. Where does he learn that from? Nafkelei mi v'saraf esapara le'enov. He learns it out from the fact that it says it'll be misraf in front of his eyes, meaning he's got to keep his eyes on it. Don't be misir das from it. The Rav. No. Chad b'shchita. Chad b'shreifa. Again, really, I'll tell you that the paraduma is psula v'zar shechtit. And there's a din. Don't tell me when it says v'shachat yisrael afanav means someone else is zar shechtit. No. Really, according to Rav, we're saying that Allah is a shechtit. And there's a din, you shouldn't be Mesir Das, not by the Shechita, and you should not be Mesir Das by the Sreifa. Frag the Gemara, why do you need the Pasuk to tell me not to be Mesir Das by the Shechita, not to be Mesir Das by the Sreifa? Surely you could learn out one from the other. So the Gemara v'tzricha. The Ikaz Rahmana v'Shechita is an Isra of Heschadas, Mishum de Tchilas Avoidi. Perhaps the problem of Heschadas is worse and is magnified at the beginning of the Avodah. Avol Sreifa Himaloi. The Sreifa, which is the end of the Avodah, maybe I'd say at Kama that he was not Mesir Das at the beginning. There's no problem, even if he was Mesir Das at the end. Sreifa come to Pasuk to say, the Sarafa Sapara Le'inov, that he's not allowed to be Mesir Das. Ve'i Kasa Rachmana B'Sreifa. And had the Pasuk said the Isra of Heschadas by Sreifa, because this is like the Makabe Patish. Now you are making the Eifer into Eifer Para. Now it's Miskashra. Rashi says directly across, the Hashtu the Miskashra Para, Shari Kol Atzma Eina Asuya El Lefra. The whole thing was done for this, you know, Zayim Kivinulai. We're at the final stage where we have burned the Para. We have its ashes, so that is the moment of truth. And maybe there, there's going to be a problem of hesgadas. Mishum dehashtehu demiskash hapara. Aval shchita eimaloi tzricha. And therefore, that's the reason why Rav says, you need to tell me that Isra has chadas, sai by shchita, and sai by shrifa. So again, Rav is holding firm. If a zar shechts the paraduma, it's psula. Why? Because it says, Elazar is the one who's shechting it. Elazar was not a zar. Elazar was the stand-killing gadol. So if a zar shechts it, it is psula. Ay, Shmuel has got a stark araya. Doesn't it say, v'shachet oisa lifanov? You're shechting the paraduma in front of Elazar? Sadrav nein. Lielam Elazar is shechting it. It just means, shecht it, I'm shechting it in front of me. Chatasi negdi summit. It's always in front of me. I'm always mindful of what I am doing. V'shachet oisa lifanov. He's always in a state of mind. He's focused on the shechita. He's not going to be mesir das in the shechita. And it says the same thing. He's not allowed to be mesir das by the shreifa. It's because I'm not able to learn at one another. And that is Shita's Rav resolved. Says the Gemara, Lemuti Mai. Rashi says this means, Lemuti Mai Dali possible by Eschadas by my Sephora. So you're telling me there's a din Eschadas by Shita. You're telling me there's a din of Eschadas by Shreifa. So where is there no problem of Eschadas? Now, Jesus explains this Shiloh. And says like this, pardon Tezus. Tezus says, Lemuti Mai, Lema, Lemuti Asifus. And the Gemara says, Lemuti Mai, Lema, Lemuti this, Lema that. Tezus says, Yes, Tamar, Yemaika, Amar, Lemuti Mai. The Chayva, who she yesh li lemayit? Do I have to come and be mayit something? Velek of a Maymar, Mishim, the Havish, Chit of a Stray, the Snake, Sivan, Abayim, Ke'echot, the Ein Malandin. Maybe you'll tell me the reason why the Gemara assumes that it's coming to be mayit something is because it mentions both of these two things. The other rabbi ainin boin ke'echad the hamitzvah tzrichi, to the extent that we made it tzrichus between the two of them, so you cannot learn one from the other, and you have to say both. So what gives us the right to even contemplate, to even ask this question? Say lemuti mai, maybe every single procedure, every single segment of the whole Seder of Paraduma, Mitchila, Vatsoif, there's a din that Heschadas apostles. So there's no din of Heschadas. So Tezus says, Venera, the Alkarcha Heschadas lay pasal bakulu. It must be that it doesn't pasal by every single stage. The epasal bakulu, think about the logic over here. We've said, we've chosen, let's say there's, for argument's sake, let's say there is 10 stages in the whole Seder of Paraduma. So we have Xeris Akostiv, that by Shchito, Heschadas Pasels, and by Shreifa, Heschadas Pasels. Oh, and you cannot learn out one from the other, you can't learn out Shchito from Shreifa, you cannot learn Shreifa from Shchito, because if I would have said this, I'd say it because it's the beginning, if it's Shreifa, I'd say it because it's the end, you can't learn one from the other. Says Beza, so why does the Torah need to tell me that Heschadas passes by stage number 1 and stage number 10, and then say you can't learn out one from the other? Why not just tell me in stage number 3 there's a din Heschadas which passes, and I can learn out from stage number 3 to stage 1 to 2 to 4 to 5 to 6 7 8 10 9, 9 and 10, and there I'll learn that Heschadas passes by everything? So the fact that it says Heschadas passes by 1 and 10, and I can't learn out 1 and 10 from the other. Oh, but which stage does Heschadas not passel? Who says maybe it passels by everything? If it would passel by everything, so teach me that Heschadas passels by stage 2 through 9, which we could have learned all the other stages from, and we didn't. That's what Tezis says, very gishmak. Tezis says, again, Venera de al karcha Heschadas le passel bekuvo. The epasal bekulu mai itzrav lemichta b'shchita v'sreifa, which is the le'asim adadi, which you can't learn that one from another. Lifta ve'gabi asifas efra, ay milu me'meha, ay ba'achas min ashar, she'ein chilas avoida, v'loy avoida da'ashta, it's not the beginning, it's not the end, And we'll learn everything from it. Why write it in the very first, which is Hashiv, and the very last, which is Hashiv, and I can't learn that one from the other? Beautiful logic, incredible logic. Of Gemara. How did the Gemara know? It's not just the Masorah that we assume that it must be that there's one stage where Hezchadas doesn't pass. But it's Muchach, says Tezis in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, that Hezchadas doesn't pass. So says the Gemara, Lamutimai. So which stage in the Avodah does Hezchadas not pass? Ilema Lamut Yasifis Ephro Milumayim Lekidush. Rashi explains these things. Asifis Ephra v'asaf ish tahar. So a tahar person gathers the ash. Umilumayim lasis asich efer lahazis, placing it inside the ash. Lekidush hinesinis mayim ala efer ma'arvin yachad, and then you mix it up. So if it's in those stages that there's no psul of hezchadas, that can't be pshat. Lemishmeres lemeinidiksiv. It says a lashon of lemishmeres. Dr. Ashi mashmat the tzricha shimur. Ashi yazamehen. So the language of lemishmeres clearly implies that you have to guard it. You have to safeguard it. By faith has hadas passes. Says the Gemara, Elo ulemeute hashlochas eitz erez ve'ezei v'ushnisri las. The la'av guva de paraninu. Meaning it is the ancillary, the peripheral things which are brought together with it. Meaning it is the it's erez, it's the cedar wood and the azev, the hyssop and the shnisri las, you know, the crimson strip, which is all burnt together. The lav gufa de parinino, that's not the actual par itself. There, by those things, we'll say that there's no psul of hezchadas. Okay, so the kitzur sama olav yadeinu. What have we said so far? We've said so far a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and we have said that Rav says when it comes to the shechita of the paraduma, it's psula bizarre. Shmuel says it is kshera bizarre. When it comes to the parai, the par of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, Rav says it is kshera bizarre, and Shmuel said it is psula bizarre. Interesting, just to mention, it's an interesting tshuva of the Kloisenberger Rebbe in Divrei Yetziv. He says, why is it that we don't do paraduma bizman hazeh? Why can't we do paraduma bizman hazeh? Again, it's not something which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. As we said, it's done in Har HaMishcha, and Har HaZeisim, and the Shechtit, and so on. So he has an interesting tshuva where he dams, why don't we do paraduma bizman hazeh? You know, all this discussion of going to Harabayis now, you know, closing the Harabayis, you know, go ahead and be matar everyone, everything would be fine. The question is that when they do the Seda Hapara and the Shechita, it's got to be Lemoichach. It's got to be like opposites, in the eyesight of. Could be it is considered to be in the eyesight of. Is that, let's see if that's the only issue. If that's the only issue, you know, maybe we could get around it.
But Rabbi, what about the fact that we are tamimitim? We all to me. Surely the one who prepared the.
Okay, so let's do like the Mishnayos and Parah speak about, and we'll raise some children who are tahar. And we'll make sure that they'll never become tummy mace, and they will go ahead and do it. Zogdi Kloisenberg like this. He says, one of the reasons is that according to the Mandam who says that Bizman Hazeh, there's a requirement of Kohen Gadol Dafka. Oh, there's a requirement of Kohen Gadol Dafka. So then you can't do Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because the Minui of the Kohen Gadol is Dafka Al Yadei Sanhedrin. Like the Mishnah says on the Bezam and Aleph, in Masechet Sanhedrin, that you need a Kohen Gadol requires a Bezdin of Sanhedrin, a Sanhedrin which we don't have, like the Rambam Paskins. And He says, and even according to the Maribe Rav in his famous Kuntras of Smicha, the Shaykh Smicha Bizman Hazeh, the Shaman of Mishcha is not Ma'akiv, and so on. Mikol Makom Tzach Shishamish Ba'avoyda Kol Shiva, Akoponim Ribu Begadim Pamachas Ma'akiv. So there's other problems. And he says that even according to the Madam, who says that Para is Kosher Bekein Hedyet, so he says, we should be able to have a Kohen Hedyet Bizman Hazeh. But he says, according to Shitas Tosfos in Shabbos, who says that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet had Tcheles in it, so Harei Ein Lanu Bizman Hazeh Tcheles. According to the Radziner and others who say that we have Tcheles Bizman Hazeh, then that would fall away. But an interesting din as to why it's not Shayach too. Have a paradigm of Bizman as yet. Good. So, says the Gemara like this.
Also, I was just thinking. So, I was thinking also, don't we have to have the Shekhinah with us?
No, there's no requirement of Shekhinah for paradigm. Okay. We remember, we didn't have Shekhinah in the time of the Bayi Sheni. The whole, 400 plus years of the Bayi Sheni, there was no Shekhinah, and we had paradigm. So, no, that is not a prerequisite. Okay, so the Gemara Vayta Itmar Shchitas Para Bizar. Again, we're going to go ahead and discuss this Machlekes. Shchita of a Para Bizar. Rabbi Ami Amar Ksheira, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Psula. Ula Amar Ksheira, Vami La Psula. Ula said it's Ksheira, some say he said it's Psula. So again, another Machlekes Amaroyim, just like Rav and Shmuel, and a Machlekes of Para is Ksheira Bizar or Psula Bizar. So do we have a Machlekes between Rav Ami, who says Ksheira, like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who said it's Psula, like Rav. So, Masiv Rabbi Yeshua by Abba, Lissiyu, or Rav. So, Rabbi Yeshua by Abba is bringing a Raya from a Braisa, as a Raya to Rav, that Para is Psula Bazar. So, what's his Raya? Masiv Rabbi Yeshua by Abba, Lissiyu, or Rav. The Braisa says like this. Ain li ella hazas me meha she'ain kasherin the isha kavish the ain kasherin ella b'yayim. Again, we mentioned this all. There's lots of different stages in the Seder of Paraduma. One of them is obviously the actual hazas, the hazah of the mayim. She'ain kasherin the isha kavish. A woman may not do it, and it must be done during the day specifically. The Basic says, "Hu yischat boy bayoyim hashlishi." So it's got to be done bayoyim. It's got to be done during the day. So again, ainly alazos me meoshin kasher isha kabish. A woman is psula. The ain kasher elabiyim. Now, minayin l'rabba is the following five things. How do I know that shchitasa, kabbalas dama, hazas dama, sreifasa, vashlachas eitz eres ve'eza v'shnisi las? How do I know by those five things, or if you call eight errors one thing and Ezev another thing and Shnisalas another thing, how do I know that those things also must be done during the day? Talmud Laimer, Torah. The Pasuk says, Torah. Rashi says, about 10 lines down, Talmud Laimer, Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, and very often we dash in Torah Achas L'chol Avodasa. So the word Torah is coming to be mashve across the board and saying this applies across the board for all of these five dinim, that there's a requirement of yom. Says the Gemara, Yahushni Maribeh, the following three things, Fasifas Ephra, Umilumayim, the Kiddush, that also it must be done specifically during the day. Tamad Lemer Zois, meaning that it says Zois. Zeus, we know, is a mute. This, yes, and this, not. Talmud Lema Zeus. So it comes out from the word Torah, we're marve five things, and from the word Zeus, we're excluding three things. So asks the Gemara, like it asks in many places, Umarve Yisrael, Rabbis, is Elo, Lahitzis, Elo. Nechateisa, you should be marve those five things, and you should be mitzi these three things. So we say like this. Achar sheriba kosov umiut. I have a riboy and I have a mute. So now I need to use my seichel. There's a very, very interesting Lashon of Rashi over here. Look at this Lashon of Rashi, about 10, 12 lines down. Ach shariba kasev umiit, v'le pirish mariba oma miit, ma'ata le mosrin elu lehizbeinin ba esa emes esa yashar. So now we need to start to be misbeinin. What is the emes and what is yashar? Santa Lashon Rashi. Ach shariba kasev umiit. Our mess will say the following. Hare anu lemeidim kulan mehazas mimea. So let's go back to the beginning of the Brisa. Again, what did the Brisa say? Ein layela hazas mimea. I only know with regards to the hazah that a woman can't do it and it must be done during the day. So to the following five things. So we said, why? Maybe it's the following three things. I will exclude the following five things. So we say, let's go back to hazas mimea. And we'll say the following. Ma hazos meimeha. Einin ksherin be'isha. Some of the gears say, miuchadin she'einin ksherin be'isha. Kebe'ish. Meaning the hazos meimeha. A woman may not do. The ein ksherin ela be'yoim. So, just like a woman can't do it, and that seems to be the reason why it must be done during the day. Af ani avi shchitasa kabbalas dama hazas dama v'sreifasa v'ashlachas eitzeres v'ezer v'shnisalas how the inksher v'ish k'beish inksher elo b'yom. So therefore, we will say that to the extent that it's inksherin v'ish k'beish. So therefore, we will also say that inksherin elo b'yom. Whereas umoytzi ani esasif es efra milamayim v'kiddush. Hoil v'ksherin v'isha k'be'isha, maybe k'sherin now may be aim of a layla. So maybe it's possible that it could be done at night also. Now, we're still in the middle of the raya. Right? Remember, this, all of this is supposed to be a raya to Rav, that the shchita of the paraduma is psula bizarre. So the Gemara first says, v'hai mighty yuvta. What exactly is this? Why is this akasha on Shmuel? If you look at Rashi, about 20 lines down, the high, might yuvta l'Shmuel. Why is this akasha on Shmuel? Inema midiktani shchita psula beisha psula nami bizar. If it's because it says that shchita, which is psula beisha psula nami bizar. So again, the high, might yuvta I lema mid psulin beisha psulin nami bizar. So hazos meimeha techiach shepsulin beisha uksheirin bizar. So clearly that is not the raya. That's not going to be a kashan shmor. That's not going to be a raya. We have yet to clearly prove what exactly is the raya that shchita is psula bizar. So Rabbi says, I'll explain. This is what Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba meant when he said, "I've got a raya to Rav." And Akash and Shmuel, our Rabbi Haida Tivtei, Isha my Taima, what's the reason why a woman is psula? Because Elazar, Velaisha, because it says the word Elazar, and we say Elazar Velaisha, Zarnami, Elazar Velazar. So by the same token, we'll say Elazar was Elazar, he was the Skan Gain Godel. So it's Elazar Velazar. If you look at Rashi says, let's maybe see the previous Rashi. Isha my taima mina leid shchita psula beisha bishlam makabalas dama vazdas dama ksev lakach elaz rakayin midama haynu kabala vehiz el nechach pnei el mayed haynu hazasa v'sreif enami le'el mina ksev kayin v'hadu v'sar v'sapar le'enav de'elaz v'shlachas itz kayin ksev shchita meicha. How do we know shchita? It's a problem. Because it says Elazar v'la'isha, so al karchach v'shachat oisa lufanov Elazar kadarishle tana. For Rav, the ishiye achesheched v'Elazar raya kadarish Shmuel meichem emayit isha. So Ella me Elazar darishle tana. That it says Elazar, as it means Elazar v'la'isha. The chiyeched emayit isha. In other words, when it says Elazar, it means Elazar is the one who is doing it. It's not that it's done in front of Elazar, like Shmuel wanted to suggest, But rather, it means Elazar is the one who's doing it, specifically him, and not an Isha. Oh, so if that is the diuk, that it's specifically him and not an Isha, if so, I will say specifically him and not a Zar. So that is the Siyua, the Rav, and the Kasha of Shmuel. The Gemara now, in the next several lines going on to Mem Gimel, is going to darshan the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and basically we're going to be quoting Psukim and trying to figure out every time if there is a Kepeda on Kohen, can it be done bizarre? Is it says the word Kohen again? Is it a Miyatach HaMiyut, which is coming to be Marba? The Gemara says like this, Amra Ula Kala Parsha Chula Mashma Mitzi Miyad Mashma Umashma Memela. The whole parsha, sometimes there's an implication, there's a mashmos, which is mitzi miyad, a previous mashmos. In other words, we would read the parsha, we'd say the mashmos is we're speaking about a koyen, or we're not speaking about a koyen, and then we have another subsequent pasuk, which is mitzi miyad, a previous mashmos. So, kolabashakula mashma, Moitzi miad mashma. There's a mashmos which comes to be moitzi from a previous mashmos. And umashma memela. Sometimes there is a mashmos which comes and it stays. If you look at Rashi over here, kalabai shakula shal para, kumoy sh'abedaseh sedure zuachzu, just the way that kind of all of the avedas are presented one after the other, and so on. Mashma moitzi miad mashma. Umashma memela, meaning says Rashi, kishu tadaktik ba ein chayoch la hashvis shitsa parsha v'shava. It's quite difficult to be mashva, to equate the shitsa parsha v'shava. Shia kol mikreis the shavim zem zeh. Meaning elayesh ben shemashma mikrezeh mitzi michlal mashma mikra shalavanov. There are certain psukim which seem to kind of come to like be mafkia and to be moitzi the previously learned pasuk. Mean masha pasul zeh, hechsher zeh, er masha hechsher zeh, pasul zeh. So sometimes you have pasuk 3, which seems to kind of come to be moitzi miad the mashmos of pasuk number 2. The yeshba mikreis mashmos, she miskaim in the mela mashmos, meaning she mashma emid bim kaima, there's an implication, and that implication remains. It's not coming to be mafkia, a previous pasuk, and so on. And now the Gemara is going to go through the various psukim. So again, kala parsha kula, sometimes mashma meets miad mashma. Sometimes there's an implication which is coming to be mitzi, a previous implication. And sometimes a mashma mela, it's just coming to give an implication, and that implication remains. So, it says, Vinasatim Isa El Elazar HaKayin. So, yeah. So we have, meaning the parasha begins. It says, Zizchu Kasater Rashi Tzil Hashem Leimar. Darbo Bnei Yisrael Yitchol Yerecha Faradum Tzmima Asher Ein Ba Mum Asher Loi Ala Alea Oil. So first it's telling us what we are taking. Fine. So now the actual psukim begin. Unisatim Isa El Elazar HaKoyen, the pasuk says, Vahitzi Esach, Al Michutz Lemachane, V'shachat Esach Lefanav. So, we say like this, Unisatem Esach, El Elazar HaKoyen, Esach Le'Elazar, V'Leiladeris Le'Elazar. So, the Parah Aduma B'mei Meisher Rabbeinu was given to Elazar. Now, Elazar was the scan. Wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time. Aaron was still alive at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. At least at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, he's alive. And it says, you'll give it to Elazar. So we say, that one you'll give to Elazar. V'lei l'deres l'Elazar. But, not l'deres. If you look at Rashi in the last, in the first medium-sized line, l'Elazar shuskan. So that one you give to the scan. But future ones don't give to the scan. Oh, so it could go either way. Does that mean future ones give to the Kohen Gadol? Or does that mean future ones give to a Kohen Hedyut? What does it mean? So again, when the Kohen Gadol, Igadamri Ladaris Bekohen Hedyut. Again, like we mentioned in the Divayat Siv, in the Tshuva of the Kleisenberger Rebbe, the different days as to whether or not Lederis is a requirement of Kain Gadol. So the Gemara says, this Bishlam Lamadim Lederis became Hedyot Shaper. Meaning, it's easier conceptually to understand. There's a Xeris Akasiv that the Paradum of Ime Moshe required the Scan Kain Gadol. But Lederis is no requirement of Scan. The Mela, it kind of just is demoted, it goes down a notch, and Lederis, it's sufficient to have a Kain Hedyot. So I don't need any major makar, I'm just lowering it from the scan to a regular kayin. That's very good. So that shape elamanda amar lederes b'kayin gadol, if you're coming up to be mechayiv more, menalei. How do you know you need kayin gadol? And now we say, gamar chuka chuka miyem akipurim. It says, v'itzi oisa. Chuka chuka miyem akipurim. Full stop. It says, chuka. I just said on Yom Kippurim, there's a requirement of Kain Gadol. So to over here, we will learn out from Kain Gadol. So again, Pasuk Gimel says, V'nasatem Yisoh El Elazar HaKoyen V'etzi Yisrael V'etzlamach Neshach V'Yisrael L'fanov. And we will learn out from Yom Kippurim. From Yom Kippurim, there's a requirement of Kain Gadol. Yeah, we'll learn out chuka Yom Kippurim. Good. Now we continue. The next phrase of the pasuk is "Vahoytzi oisa el michutz lamachne." That's the second phrase in the pasuk. You will take it out. It vahoytzi oisa. What do we darshan? Shelo yoytzi acheres imo. Don't take out anything else with it. Kedisnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Per Gimel of Para. Kedisnan lo yoytzi para reitz alotzeis. What happens if the parah doesn't want to go out? Don't take out a black cow with it. In other words, if a black cow walks next to it, maybe the parah might be tempted to walk because it's going to follow its friend. That no, don't take out a black one with it. Because people might say, oh, there's a parah shechayra. They're shechting the parah shechayra. The aim might see nima aduma, and you should not take out another paraduma. Shalayim roshtaim shachtu, because people might say you're shachting a second para. Rebbe Yomer, loy min Hashem uzeh. That's not the reason why. Elamishom shenemer oisa. Oisa means levada, it by itself. Right? Frag the Gemara. Now the Gemara just asked, or Vatanakama, hakstiv taka oisa. I mean, L'cher Rav Shimon is right. It says, Oisa. So why do you need to say these other things? It says the Gemara, Man Tanakama Rav Shimoni. Enechanami, who is the Tanakama? Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Taimi Dekra. Udashin's Taimi Dekra. Meaning, why does the Tanakama say not to take a black one out, not to take a red one out? Meaning, the reason why you should take it out by itself and not a black one with it. And not a red one with it, is because otherwise people might think you're shechting a para shchayra, or you're shechting two paradumas, and so on. So, that's what he's saying. Says the Gemara, Maibinai, so what's the nafkamina between Rebbe, Sinatanakama, which is Rebbe Shimon, Dashin's time of the Krah, and Rebbe who just says, Isa, full stop. It says, Isa, it by itself. Mosvet Zayn the nafkamina, says the Gemara, Maibinai, Yikibinau, the apik chamar. Behadah. The nafkamina is if you take a donkey out with it. Now she says, the Matana Kama, who's concerned, what will people think? What will people say? The Latana Kama Shari, the Leke Shema Yemru, the Rebbe Yasser, the Ha'isoksiv. According to the Rebbe, it says, take it out by itself. Don't take it out with a donkey, don't take it out with a car, don't take it out with anything else, take it out by itself. According to the Tanakham, it's only because of the reason that people might say you're shechting a parah shcheira or you're shechting a tzveita parah duma. Good. What's the third phrase in the pasuk? So far we've said v'nasatim oisa el elazar kayin, and we've said oisa el elazar kayin, but lederus it's not necessary by elazar kayin. And then we said the second phrase b'hoitzi oisa el michutz l'machaneh, and we had the Tanakham and Rebbe. And now we have the third phrase, which says, V'shachat Isa lefanav. V'shachat Isa lefanav. What does that mean? Shaloi yishchit acheres ima. Don't shecht another one with it. What does that mean? Don't shecht another one with it. So some Rishonim say, the Tzitzis Yeshayim says over here, don't take a long knife and use a long knife, and whilst you're shechting the paraduma, you will also shecht another animal with it. Now that you cannot do either. So again, Meshachat Eisa, Shalai Yishchit Acheres Ima. Good. The last word in the Bazig is Lifanov. Meshachat Eisa Lifanov. Lifanov, what does that mean? So we already had this before. Larav, what does it mean? It means Elazar, who is shechting the Paraduma. According to Rav, it means Shalai Yisir Dai Dimimena. He should never have Hadas. He needs to stay focused the whole time. L'Shmuel, Igufa means Sheizar Shechet Ve'Elazar Roya. That there's no requirement of Elazar to Shecht, but rather Azar can Shecht, and it's done in the presence of Elazar. So that is the first Pasuk in the Seder of Paradum. Now, so again, at this stage, at the end of the first pasuk, when it says v'shachat Esau lefanav, according to Rav, who is involved? Elazar. According to Shmuel, who's involved? Azar. Now we get to the next pasuk. It says v'lokach Elazar hakoyin midama be'etzva'oy. Zag the Gemara v'lokach Elazar hakoyin midama be'etzva'oy. So l'Shmuel, it's very gishmak. Shmuel said, who said at the end of the previous pasuk, Azar is involved in the Shechita. So now when it says, V'lakech Elazar HaKayin, very gishmat, now Elazar is coming back to us. So, L'Shmuel La'aduri L'Elazar. L'Rav, I were already speaking about Elazar. So why does it need to say, V'lakech Elazar? We're speaking about Elazar already. So, L'Rav, Havi Miut Achaniut. Elazar, Akpeid on Elazar. Next pasuk, Akpeid on Elazar. It's a mir dachamirt, the ain mir dachamirt, alal rabbis, tafiru kain hadyat. And this din of a lokach, midama be'etzba'oy, is coming to tell me that there is no requirement of the kain gadol, it can, of a skan kain gadol, it can even be a kain hadyat. Tafiru kain hadyat. Now it says, the lokach hakain eitz erez ve'ezei vishni silas. So again, according to Shmuel, we have been speaking about a Kohen, about Elazar up until now. So now, why does it need to say Kohen? The Shmuel dafir b'Kohen hadyut. So now it's telling me a different mashmos. It's coming to be mitzvah miad the previous mashmos. Before it was the skan Kohen gadol. Now it's telling me dafir b'Kohen hadyut. L'rav itzrich sal gadai d'chamina kaven d'lav gufa d'parininu leili by Kohen. Because we're not actually speaking about the actual parah itself, so maybe there's no requirement of kohen. Kamash malon. It comes to tell me that there is a requirement of kohen. We'll just do one more line, and then we'll stop. And then it says, v'chibeis begadav hakohen. So we say bekihunoy. It's coming to teach me that it is whilst he is wearing his big day kahuna. If you look at Rashi over here, about 20 lines down, Hakoyin bekihunoy, Haikoyin kraiseru, Telehavu limichtet ela vechibes begodov. We know that we're speaking about the Koyin. Vano yodana, and I would know the ha, Akoyin da iribe koy. Ela limismach koyin, a begodov kalimish, be big day kahuna nasis, felibe big day ho. So you might have thought that maybe there's no requirement of begodim, tamash malon, that the chibe is begodim hakoyhein, he needs to be wearing his begodim. So the kids, we'll continue this tomorrow, but we are discussing this memra of, I think Ula, who says that we have, Ula, Ula, who said that Kala Pashakula Mashma Meitzi Miad Mashma, there are times where the Mashmos comes to be Meitzi a previous Mashmos, and there's times when the Mashmos stands, and it goes back and going back and forth according to Rav and Shmuel, depending on if we're speaking about the Skan Kohen Gadol, and now we're speaking about a Kohen Hediot, or we're going back to it, back and forth, and we will continue this discussion tomorrow, Mitzvah Shalom.